Coming from the text of the New King James, this is the one I grabbed out there, and it's been there for an awful long time. It's a New King James Bible. It's maroon. It's got blue tabs. Just to let you know, if this is somebody's Bible and they're missing it, here it is. Praise the Lord. It's been there for quite some time on a thing out there, so afterwards, please come get it. Otherwise, I'll just put it back out there and see what the Lord does. Pray with me, would you, saints? Paul said, I will not venture to boast in anything except that which Christ has wrought through me. Lord Jesus, if you don't work in our hearts now through your word, we will not be affected. We should, but we know we need you. Apart from you, Jesus, we can do nothing. So help us, Jesus. Father, through your Son and for the glory of his name, which honors you, help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God said to Adam in the garden, the Lord God commanded the man, Genesis 2:16 and 17, you may eat fruit from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, or in the day you eat of it, you will surely die. And in the Hebrew, it's emphatic. It's dying, you will die. It's not a maybe, it's not a could be, it's an absolute. And of course, when Adam ate, he spiritually died immediately. For the wages of sin is death. The soul who sins is the one who shall die. And he died physically, and he deserved to die eternally, as we know. When God says, the day you eat of it, you will surely die, and the wages of sin of death, he means spiritual, physical, and eternal damnation is deserved immediately because of one sin. And by the way, that's Adam in the garden. As in Adam, all die. 1 Corinthians 15:22. Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned. We all are legally guilty in Adam. I asked Phoebe or Titus, what is your birth sin? And they say, Daddy, my birth sin is Adam's sin credited to my spiritual bank account and a corrupt nature stemming from that. They're precious blessings from Jesus. But the wages of sin is death. Praise the Lord that for those who are trusting in Christ, death has been swallowed up in victory. Well, what a joy. However, if I told you today, and I'm going to present this to you today, what if I told you that I had third stage pancreatic cancer, and it has gone into my lymph nodes and everything else, and I'm going to die in less than a month? How would you respond to that? What if you went to the doctor tomorrow or next week and he told you? And nowadays they won't even tell you how really perilous it is. But he told you, you have full-blown cancer, it's all throughout your body, and you're going to die very soon. We all know that in one sense there is a grief, there is a mourning, there is a difficulty with death. And there should be, because death is an enemy. However, we also know that as Christians, death has been swallowed up, help me, in victory. Paul says, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Wow. I want to look at Philippians 1:21. Small text, tiny text. Paul says, again in the New King James, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For to me, Paul says. He says, woo, to me. To live is Christ. And to die is gain. Huh. That's hard. The way we're naturally just taught, that's just hard. That's just not how we naturally respond in the flesh, in the world. Let's reflect on who has overcome death for us. Jesus promised us that he who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Glory. Eternal life. We've been promised that. We've been promised eternal life with Christ. And he's real. He's true. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. If what he says isn't true, then nothing he says is true. But if what he says is true, and it is, praise the Lord, then we need to bank on that. Because all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, help me, are yes and amen to the glory of God the Father. Roman number one, to live is Christ. Let's look at a little bit what it means. We're going to just try to dig into this text by God's grace. To live is Christ, he says. Wow. We know that Christ created us. Through Christ, all things were made. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, right? He sustains all things. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. Colossians 1, 15 through 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He gives us life, breath, and everything else. So to live is Christ in that sense. But in another sense, to live is Christ because he's promised us eternal life. For how long? Forever. Eternal life. You! Eternal life. Eternal blessings and joy and privileges. Mainly him. But it's interesting. Not just in the next life, right? He's given us life now. He's given us life now so we can actually experience God and his heavenly life in our souls through faith now. Philippians 1:21. To live is Christ. No, that's not what he says. He says, for to me, to live is Christ. To live is Christ. He bought me. He paid the price for my sins. He promises me eternal glory. I believe that, so I know that's for me. First Peter 1, 3 through 9 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. A living hope. Life. To live is Christ. Living hope. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Kept in heaven for you who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. Though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials, these have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, and gold perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may be proved to the praise, honor, and glory when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy because you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Right now, you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls, as you experience the joy of the Lord through your faith. Wow, we have life and life abundantly in Christ now. going under one in A, what does it mean to live as Christ? In our thoughts, we take every thought captive. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Every thought captive. In our thoughts, emotions, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. And choices. Whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. In our thoughts, emotions, and choices, by faith, we will publicly make Christ look as majestic as He really is. He's majestic. He's been exalted to the highest place. To live as Christ is to make Christ in everything, in your thoughts, emotions, words, actions, timing. Those things you don't do because you don't want to offend somebody. Those things you do do, you want to make Christ look majestic. And Paul says that. He says, yes, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that through your prayers, again, back in Philippians 1:19 and 20, through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body. So that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So to live is Christ. Acknowledging that, yes, He is your eternal hope for the future. He is your blessed Savior now for everything. He is the one you want to make look, by God's grace, majestic in all of your thoughts, emotions, words, and actions, in all we do. Christ is our life. Be through the labor of our faith, our fruit will abound toward others, for the glory of God, for the glory of Jesus Christ. That's what he says in the next verse. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. This will mean fruitful labor for me. Not maybe, but Paul's already said that to the Philippians, being confident of this. That he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. You can look at your past fruitfulness and say, thank you, Jesus. I trust you will continue the good work you started because you promised, Lord. Not because I'm anything, because I'm not, Lord, but you, Lord. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Paul's confidence was in Christ. He would give him fruitfulness outward toward others. And let's look under one, under C. What else does it mean to live as Christ? Not just in our thoughts, emotions, choices, words, and actions, to give him the glory and look majestic upwardly. Not just to be fruitful outwardly toward the saints. Not just in our service that we lay down our lives for Christ. But also, C, through our courageous life witness. Many will see and hear the gospel. If I'm living out to live as Christ through my courageous and through your courageous life witness, you will manifest the gospel to all you get an opportunity to do. Paul says that in the text. He goes on to say, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, verse 28, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. Your courageous evangelism is a sign to them that they will be destroyed if they don't repent, but that you will be saved, and that by God. That's why it's so important that for us to live is Christ in everything, upwardly, outwardly to the church, and outwardly to the world. And it's real for you in measure as a Christian. But the more we grow and get it and live it out, the more we can magnify Christ and love the church and love the world through courageous evangelism. Help us, Lord. So for me and for every saint in here to live is Christ. And let's go on. And to die is gain. To die is gain. First Corinthians 15, 54 and 55, Jesus says, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? It's got nothing on us, saints. Nothing. We Christians, under 2A, we Christians consider death as deliverance. Did you catch that? That's what Paul says. Going back to Philippians 1:19, Paul says, yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. Well, what do you mean, Paul? I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. It doesn't matter. Whether by life or by death, Christ will be exalted in my body, and it's deliverance. To live is Christ and to die is gain. Luke 23:43. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Not after 1,000 years after soul sleep. Not in 2,000 years when I return. I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Isaiah 57:1-2, the righteous perish, and no one ponders it in his heart. Devout men are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. Their bodies in the grave, their souls, their mind, conscious presence, their emotions, their choices are absent from the body and present with the Lord. Under two, what does it mean to die as gain? Not just deliverance, not just into the presence of the Lord, but when we are dying, we consider, feel, and show that death is gain. Now, did you catch that? When you die as a Christian, you're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. But how do you show that Christ is majestic and really conquered death? You show it by considering publicly in your thoughts, emotions, and choices when you're dying that death is gain. Help us, Lord. It's real. It's true. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. Paul goes on to say, death is gain. It's a great gain. And if we're going to die well, we're going to show everyone through our death that death is gain. Psalm 116:15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalm 116:15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Ecclesiastes 7:1. The day of a man's death is better than the day of his birth. For every Christian, the day of a man's death is better, better by far than the day of his birth. And under Roman numeral 2, let's go down to C. What does it mean to die as gain? We know that death, physical death, is only a doorway to a far greater experience of Jesus' presence. We know that physical death is only a doorway to the far greater experience of Jesus' presence. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Isaiah 57:1 and 2, the righteous perish, and no one ponders it in his heart. No one thinks it through. Devout men are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. We think we experience a measure of Jesus now. Wow. Whew. Death is a terrifying for us in our flesh doorway to infinite bliss. Infinite bliss. To live is Christ. He's my all in all. He created me. He preserves me. He saved me. He has given me eternal communion with the Father through Him by the Spirit right now. He is the one who gives me grace to take my thoughts captive and meditate on Him to the glory of God the Father day and night, to have holy affections for His glory and the church's good and this lost and dying world. He gives me righteous words and actions. He gets the glory to live as Christ and to die as gain. When I die, I'm absent from the body and consciously, joyfully, experientially present with the Lord. Yeah, praise you, Lord. Psalm 73 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you." There's no comparison. He says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good." The nearness of God is my good. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Roman numeral 3, "For to me," Paul says. What does "for to me" mean? For to me, because if we're going to have this affect us, which I know you all want to be affected by the truth of God's Word, you're going to have to experience God's Word by faith and internalize it. "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far." You and I must own this for ourselves. We must personalize this. Under 3A, memorize this passage and others like it. The Holy Spirit of God illuminates the mind and convinces and stirs up holy emotions. "Yes, Lord, it's true." Through His Word. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. You're going to have to memorize some text. I know it's hard. I know things don't stick. Our memories are slippery. Right, we're broken clay pots. But we have this treasure. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Memorize this passage and others like it. Psalm 119:11, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." What is the opposite of sinning against God and defaming His glory? Glorifying God, honoring Him. Memorize this text and others like it, because saints, unless you're raptured, could be. I'm hoping it's right now before I finish this sermon. Could be. Could come any second. Look at the signs of the times, right? But if not, we're all going to physically die. And you're not going to be able to magnify Christ in your death unless you show that death is gain. And you're not going to be able to do that, probably, unless you memorize and internalize some of these promises. So that at that moment, when everything else and Satan is bombarding you and your fears are terrifying you, you can say, all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen to the glory of God the Father. To live is Christ and to die is gain. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The day of death is better than the day of man's birth. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. I'm going into paradise, Lord. Death is gain. I long to be with you, Lord. Lord, help me, Lord. Magnify you in my death by showing that death is gain. Be under three. Meditate on and pray these verses and ask, beg God through Christ by the Spirit. Beg God for an increased faith so that these truths will affect you. What did Jesus' disciples say? Lord, increase our faith. They went to Jesus. God tells you, God commands you to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Jesus started it, the Father through the Son by the Spirit. Beg Christ through prayer unto the glory and honor of the Father. Beg Christ to increase your faith. Beg Christ to illuminate your minds, to change your thinking about death for you and for other Christians. Psalm 119, 15 and 16. Meditate and pray as you beg Him on these things. That is His means of answering your prayers. The psalmist says in 119, 11, or 14 and 15, or 15 and 16, help me, Lord. He says, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Meditate. The blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Help me. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers, even when he dies. Because he knows that death is gain. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. A wrong view of death is an earthly thing. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died. And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Is Christ going to drop your life? No. No one can snatch him out of my hand, he says. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Whether it's absent from the body now and present with the Lord, or whether he comes and catches us up, takes us to the Father's house, brings the 7-year judgment upon the earth and salvation glory of Israel, and then returns with us. Woo! Praise Him. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. See, through, what does it mean for to me, not just to memorize and internalize and own these things, not just to meditate on these promises and pray them so the Spirit of God can change your thinking and affections about them, but through your life and words, share your sure hope of future glory in Jesus. Tell everybody. tell everybody. Everybody. The Bible's full of that. Let your light shine before men. It says proclaim it from the rooftops. And both your life and your words, neither are sufficient. Neither are sufficient. Neither are only commanded without the other. They're both commanded in your life and your words. Psalm 105, 1 through 4. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him. Sing praise to Him. Tell of all His wonderful acts. Tell of all His wonderful acts. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Psalm 117. Shortest psalm in the Bible. Psalm 118. Middle number of verses in the Bible. Middle of the Bible. Psalm 119. Longest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 117, praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol Him, all you peoples. For great is His love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Invitation to all. Matthew 28:18, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Life, Christ. Death, more Christ. Ben, come on! Really? Amen, Hadassah. To live is Christ for us. He's our all in all. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen to the glory of God the Father. To live is Christ and to die is gain. Dear saints, read and study and memorize. Take the time. Make a plan. Make a plan to write some verses down about this, because it's coming for all of us. It's coming. It's serious. It may be your greatest opportunity to evangelize. You ready for that? Your death may be the greatest opportunity to reach people with the greatest, most powerful effect, and even the greatest number of people. Who knows what the Lord might do? Wow. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Exodus 14:15-16. Moses, he's standing near the Red Sea. He's got all these Israelites, men, women, and children who have followed him. And they're saying, why didn't you just let us stay in slavery? Now we're going to die. So he's crying out to the Lord. You know what God says to him? Read it on your own time, please. God says, why are you crying out to me? He says, raise your staff up and lead the people. Huh. Joshua 7:10. Joshua's on his face, crying out to God for help. God said, get off the ground. Quit crying out to me. There's a time when we need to trust the Lord and risk and go. And with the obedience that comes from faith, get out there. In order to be ready for that, you need to memorize, to meditate, to read, to study, to pray. I want to encourage you, saints, apply this truth by internalizing God's word for yourself. Whatever it takes. If it takes reciting it 100 times, then guess what? You should do it 100 times. If it takes reciting it 1,000 times and praying for it to stick in your slippery memory, guess what, Ben? That's right. You should do it 1,000 times. It won't. Regardless of your slippery level of memory, it won't. Trust God in that and internalize His Word. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Pray with me that God might help each one of us to believe His promise and own His truth. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen to the glory of God the Father. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. The day of death is better than the day of a man's birth. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. Oh Lord, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Oh, praise You, Lord. We want to enter into life, more life abundantly. Jesus, we praise You. The death has been swallowed up in victory. And we believe Your work, Your person, Your offices, Your promises, everything. You've done it, Lord. Praise You, Papa, for Your Son. Help us, Lord. Help us internalize these promises. Change us with Your Word and Your Spirit. Help our thinking and our emotions and our choices, our words and actions conform to Your blessed gospel, the glorious gospel of the happy God. Help us, O God, we pray. And we just thank You that we could trust You for Your work on our behalf. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.